The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. You ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's called the Champions of the People Injury Show. Bell and Pollock, we are injury attorneys, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We formed our law firm in 1984, and we have been representing injured victims ever since then. That's our mission. That was our vision then. It's our mission and vision now. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We say all the time our website, championsofthepeople.com, is an information-loaded website. Well, it is. It truly is. We have all kinds of information for you. We have all of our podcasts there, our shows there, our injury shows, our Saturday morning KHOW Community Public Service show. Our shows are there, and we have this, our six books we've written. They're all free for you. You can get any of our books free. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and click on the book, and you can download an e-copy anytime you want. If you want a hard copy, we'll be glad to give you that free as well. You can call our law firm at 303-795-5900, and we'd be glad to send you, give you, whatever you like, a hard copy of any of our books. And don't forget, you can now deal with Bell and Pollock by video conferencing. By phone, by fax, by email, all of the above, some of the above, a combination of the above. Just go to our website, homepage, championsofthepeople.com. Click on the green telelaw button. We trademark protected that concept. We invented that concept. It's all for you. It's for you, your comfort. And you can get all our paperwork, your legal game plan, your initial consultation that's free. And you can get all of our paperwork, all of our forms, our questionnaires, and even hire us right from the comfort of your own home. You never have to leave. So give us a call or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know, at Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. This Champions of the People Injury Show, we've been doing this for a long time, and we try to cover a different injury subject each week. One of the areas that we get into all the time, and it's a fascinating area, and we're going to cover today, are permissive users of vehicles covered by insurance. And you know, we've done a show on how you find insurance, how you go after insurance, how, you know, sometimes there's more than one policy, but are permissive users of vehicles covered by insurance. Now, we're going to try to get into a little bit of the Socratic method of teaching today. It's going to be entertaining and informative for you. And we're going to ask you some questions, give you some mini tests, and see if you pass the test. So, Brad, let's talk about this permissive user situation, because people, you take out your insurance policy, you think you're doing the right thing, insurance company XYZ or ABC, and you get the policy, and then all of a sudden there's an accident, and the question is, was that driver in the car covered by liability insurance because they're at fault?
Well, it happens more often than we think. Somebody who is not the owner of the vehicle is using the car, and all of a sudden there's a crash. In Colorado, insurance generally follows the car and not the driver. So normally you would say, well, if it follows the car, then it's going to be anybody who drives it is going to have permission, or anybody who drives it is going to be covered. That may or may not be true, because the insurance company is going to look behind the use of the vehicle and behind the driver, and is going to find out, or at least look into and try and find out why and how and under what circumstances is the person driving able and willing, and how did they end up behind the wheel of the car. And a lot of times that's going to be very important, especially the more egregious the conduct of the driver who has caused the crash. And it's going to be very important. Now, the funny thing is, this is a place where a lot of times the owner of the car who we call the insured, and the people that we normally represent, Gary, the injured person, right, are going to be on the same side. as far as trying to make sure there's coverage, to make sure there's something available that's going to pay for the injuries and damages and losses that have been caused by the negligent driver. And once again, the more egregious the act, a lot of times it's going to be more and more of a question for the insurance company. Can they get out of it and not have to pay? Because we remember one thing about insurance companies. Their job, and everybody should always remember that, the job of the insurance company is to collect premiums and not pay money out for injuries and damages and losses. That's how they make a profit. They collect premiums and they don't pay for anybody getting injured. And that gives them an advantage or a profit.
You know, in one of our books, we go into what's called the loss ratio. We're not going to go into it today with insurance companies. The loss ratio is a special concept in insurance business and how they make money. And then there's the combined loss ratio. We're not going to go into that today as well. But you can get our books, our first book, entitled Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, Once in the Accident, and Again on the Insurance Claim. And again on the insurance claim, Don't Get Hurt Twice. So we cover the loss ratio and the combined loss ratio, but Brad's point is well taken. Look, these insurance companies are there to try to buy down risk, beat the injury claim, reduce the injury claim, and this could be applying to you, your life, your future, your family structure. We did an entire show on how injuries can affect not only you, the injured victim, but also your family structure. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to look for a way not to pay on the policy. And that leads to many, many times a lot of litigation. If they can find a way to exclude it or not pay. So here comes the first test today, okay, under the Socratic method of teaching. You've got a Colorado statute, correct, right, covering insurance, defining who the insureds are. You've got the Colorado statute. Now you've got an insurance policy written over here, and we see this all the time, an insurance policy that changes the statute. Can an insurance policy have provisions, language, terms, conditions in the policy that alters the Colorado statute? And if you were in Delaware, same thing, Texas, same thing, right? Can they do that? What do you guys think? That's the first Socratic test today, right? The Socratic method of teaching. So what do you think? Can an insurance company do that? We've got all kinds of examples in Colorado where they cannot do that. If they're going to do business in Colorado, meaning if they have to have insured cars driving through Colorado, maybe they're from Maryland, maybe they're from New York, maybe they're from Florida, driving through Colorado, right? Maybe so. Well, they said, well, our policy doesn't cover what the Colorado statute says. And you define insured and permissive users of a vehicle a certain way. But we define it more restrictive in our policy. Therefore, you're not covered. Therefore, we're not going to pay. Therefore, we're not going to pay. So the answer is no, they can't do that at all. They can't change the terms of the statute by changing the terms of their insurance policy. And there is litigation after litigation and appeal court cases after appeal court case on this issue. You know, Brad, so we talk about this. And by the way, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. But let's talk about the typical example. Somebody's rear-ended. Somebody's T-boned. You've got an intersection accident. And so you say, well, I wasn't at fault. There's insurance. The other person was at fault. So surely that driver's covered. Now let's talk a second, Brad, about exclusions. Sometimes you and I call up and the insurance company says, well, the driver of that policy, of that car that was at fault was excluded. Now an exclusion can work, but how does that work with permissive users? Permissive users versus the doctrine of exclusion.
Well, you know, and it's going to be something that you think starts out pretty easy. So we're going to say, here's a crash, and we're going to gather everybody's insurance, and we're going to start looking at insurance. And if you're the person who was run into and you got hurt, or if you're representing, if you're there and somebody got hurt and they're being taken off on an ambulance and you're there, well, you get their insurance information. And you get the nice little cards that shows the insurance information, and you get the driver's license. And you probably want to, if you can, also get the registration. So you get all three. You're taking pictures of it with your phone and figuring, okay, I'm going to be able to report this crash. You're waiting for the police to show up, and you start realizing, lo and behold, the person driving the car does not have the same name as the person named on the insurance card, and does not have the same name as the person that owns the vehicle. And you start going, well, now, am I going to have a problem here? And you're wanting to know, under what circumstance is this person driving this car? Now, we're going to add on as we go, because the first question you're going to ask is, under what circumstances is this person driving the car? Are they allowed to? Are they not allowed to? Should they be driving the car? Does the insurance name them on the insurance policy, and it's just not on the card? Or does the insurance exclude them on the insurance policy, and it's just not on the card? And as you're doing it, you're getting even more worried, and you're going, okay, well, what and how am I going to start showing coverage for the damage that was just caused to my car? And that's something we as attorneys face every time, and we start deciding, okay, how are you using it? Now, let's say you also realize, hey, this person who's driving this car is drunk, or they seem to be under the influence of drugs, or there's something else going on here. You know, the way it's all coming down and unfolding, there's something suspicious about this person driving the car. And you start going, now I'm starting to get worried about whether or not there's going to be coverage and whether or not I'm going to be able to recover for the injuries that have been caused and the damage that have been caused and what's happened to my car.
At Bell & Pollock, we can solve all these problems for us. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or just go to our website. Come on. It's easy. championsofthepeople.com. We made it easy. We trademark protected the concept of telelaw. There's a green telelaw button on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can click the green button. It opens up all the platforms available to you to use to video conference with us, telephone with us. Every platform is available. Whatever you like to use, you can do that. And you can get a free initial consultation. You can even hire Bell & Pollock. We can do your whole case from the comfort of your own home. 303-795-5900. Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Mandy Connell here with the Legal Minute from my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen for more great advice on the Bell & Pollock Injury Show, Saturdays at 10 on KOA.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Do you know how to rewrite the at-fault party's insurance policy in your favor before a crash ever occurs? And you're saying, what did you just say, Gary? You can rewrite their policy in your favor. How do you do it? We preach about it all the time. You call up your own insurance company and you increase your own UM and UIM limits. That's uninsured motorist and underinsured motorist limits in your favor. Because if the at-fault party doesn't have enough insurance or has no insurance, then you're covered. Then you rewrote their policy to cover you, to pay you. If you have any questions, you can call us anytime, Bell & Pollock, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
Get more information or help from Bell & Pollock at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell & Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell & Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. The Bell & Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We love doing this show for you. We love to educate and advocate. That's one of our mantras. That's one of our mottos at Bell & Pollock. We educate and advocate. Let's face it. If you have information, if you have knowledge, knowledge is power. You can beat the insurance companies who's over there trying to beat you on your injury claim. Pretty simple. It's not so simple. But you must have the information. You must be educated. You know, Brad and I, we've been doing injury shows for literally years. In Colorado, all kinds of stations, all kinds of coverage, all kinds of geographical areas, and we do it so that you have the information you need. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Click on the green telelaw button. You can contact us. We can video conference with us. You can even hire us. You can get an initial game plan. You can get your initial consultation, all free, right from the comfort of your own home. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, the green telelaw button. And we are there for you. If you want to come in, we meet every requirement with regard to the guidelines and directives and orders concerning today's virus situation. We disinfect all of our areas. We have separate conference rooms. We have air purifiers and more. We're here for you any way you want to contact us or talk to us or hire us. Some people need an attorney right away. Some people don't. We tell it to you like it is. Now, today we're talking about permissive users of vehicles. We're kind of using the Socratic method of teaching. It's a law school method of teaching, and it's kind of fun. And it's entertaining for you, and you're going to get some great information, and we're going to give you some tests. So stick with us, and as I said, fasten your seatbelt. Now, Brad, you got a permissive user. Let's say somebody's in the house, and they say, I need to borrow the car. Here, and the father says, here's the car. Maybe not to the son, but maybe to the son's friend. Here's the car. Or to the son or one of his children. And then the insurance company says, but that driver was excluded under the terms of the policy. Can they exclude a driver and the father give him the keys anyway? I mean, that doesn't seem fair. What's the Socratic answer here?
That one's one where if you're thinking, come on, the insurance company will always look to see who are members of the household. Because members of the household had special coverage in a number of different situations, in a number of different ways. They have coverage and they have permission and they're able to intermingle or interuse their vehicles. So the insurance company will always look to see who the drivers are of the cars or in who's in the household and who has a license. And the insurance company will then run a search and determine what kind of drivers each person is. And they may exclude certain people. Now, in your mind, you're probably thinking, well, I can understand that my wife and I have, or my husband and I have a policy, and we have a child that just turned 16 or 16 and a half or 17 or whenever. You might have gone through the necessary criteria to get them a driver's license. They get a driver's license, or maybe they've had one for a year and they've got enough points that they could be suspended, and you expect the insurance company to walk in and go, okay, son or daughter or child number one is excluded from our coverage. They can't say they're excluded from driving. They can say they're excluded from our coverage. Now, what will shock you is that sometimes when you're getting insurance, they'll run a check on your spouse and they'll come back and say your spouse is excluded because you ought to see your spouse's driving record. Especially if it's one of those nice live-in situations, or if somebody's in the household, maybe it's a roommate. And they come in and they say, roommate is, whether it's common law marriage, who knows, but roommate is excluded because they can't drive the car. If you have a person whose name appears on the insurance policy saying they're excluded from coverage, if you're tossing the keys to the car, recognize that you're not going to have insurance coverage for that person.
That doesn't seem fair. Everybody's saying that doesn't seem fair. I'm saying that doesn't seem fair. Well, let me get this right. You got a car in this family. Let's take this example. The father gives the keys to child X. Well, child X is an excluded driver, expressly excluded by the terms of the policy. We're not going to insure child X. But you say, well, wait a minute, the dad gave him the keys to the car. And I heard Brad Pollack say at the beginning of that show right here on KOA, I heard him say just a few minutes ago that insurance follows the car. So if insurance follows the car, how can they exclude this? And which one wins?
I'll tell you which one's going to win. It's going to be the exclusion. The exclusion is going to win because there's, in essence, no coverage on that car. And the problem you've got is when that car is being driven away by the person that you gave permission to drive it, when their name appears on the policy, specifically excluding them as coverage, you got no coverage on that car for anything. As a matter of fact, you don't have any coverage on that car to protect yourself. You're probably, because you made them a permissive user, you gave them permission, but you gave it in the hands of somebody who specifically is excluded from the policy. You just made an uninsured driver out on the road that you yourself aren't going to be able to look at the insurance company and say, well, cover me for any damages. The insurance company is going to say, we're not going to cover anybody, and you're going to be left with having to take care of the damages yourself.
So the bottom line was you shouldn't have given them the keys to begin with. We got more examples. We're kind of using a fun Socratic method of teaching today. That's how they do it in law school. They gather you in law school, and they ask you all these questions, and then you're supposed to come up with the answers and the analysis. And so that's what we're doing for you today. You can call us anytime right now, 303-795 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. And don't forget about our website. We trademark protected the concept of telelaw. The green telelaw button, click it on championsofthepeople.com if you want to talk to us, converse with us, video conference with us, hire us. Do you just want us to do your case? We can do it, and you never even have to leave home. Okay, Brad, let's give another little test to everybody. And this one's like a fun example because this happens to a lot of people. All right, let's say you want to sell your car. Let's say the person comes over and says, well, I'm going to take possession of the car, and how many times people have heard, I just don't have the money right now. I mean, you want $3,000 for this car. I only have $600. Can I give you the $600, and can I agree to pay you over time? And you say, sure. And so, yeah, I understand. You hard times are hard. So you give me the $600. You can take the car. Now, if that's a permissive user, and that person that just got the car goes out and has an accident, everybody, before Brent answers a question, come on, put your thinking caps on. Is there any insurance coverage? You tried to sell the car. You did. You took $600. You said you'd take payments, right? You even kept the title in your name, right, Brad? You even kept the title in your name, let them use the car. They caused an accident. Now somebody wants to trigger your insurance policy.
Now, where are you going to see that? You're thinking, come on. I'm going to sell my car, and the buyer's going to come over, and they're going to buy my car. They're going to say, okay, I'll go ahead and take the car. I don't have money for the car right now, but let me go ahead and drive it, and I'll drive it maybe, and I'll pay you in payments, or I'll do something. Where are you going to see that? Think about it. If you're sitting out there thinking, you're going, I know where I'm going to see about it. First of all, I'm going to see about it with children and with grandchildren. So I'm sitting there, and I've got my extra car. I'm selling it. And my grandchild comes over. He's 17, 18, and says, boy, I really wanted, that's a cool car. And you got it for sale, and you're going to sell it to me? Yeah. And they go, you know what? I just got my job down at the local restaurant or down at the local movie theater or whatever, and I'm going to go ahead and make payments on it.
That's a great example.
And I want to make payments on it. And they say, well, so I'm going to go ahead and make payments. Can I drive it while I'm making payments? Yeah. And you look and you say, because you think you're being the smart one, you say, that's fine. I'm going to do that. But here's the thing. I'm going to keep it in my name, and I'm not turning it over, and I'm not signing it over to you until you've paid for it. And you say, that's the rules. And you say, now go do the car. Be safe. Don't do anything bad. Make sure everything's safe. And you let him drive away with the car. And you just sold your car to your grandchild, or maybe you did it to a child. You just sold your car to them. You've told them it's their car. You've given them the keys. You're going to pay you. They're going to pay you over time as they get the money. And you think you're being the greatest grandparent in the whole world. Well, are you, Gary?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to cover that when we come back after the break. But, so there you go. There you go. You gave permission for them to use the car. You took $600. You kept the title in the car. And what always happens is the person takes the car, they go out and they get in an accident, they injure somebody. So now the injured victim wants to be paid for their damages, injuries, and losses. The injured victim says, well, I want to collect on that policy, granddad's insurance policy, car insurance policy. I want to collect because he gave permission to use that car.
So what's the one condition you need to put on letting that event happen? If you're going to let that scenario happen, and believe me, it happens so many times you wouldn't believe it. We'll talk about it after the break, but there's one event, one thing, as the grandparent, you got to say. Or if you find out that your parents did that for your child, there's one thing you've got to pull your child in and your parents in and say, slow it up. We got something else to talk about.
Right. Now, you can come up with the answer during the break because we're using the Socratic method of teaching today. That's what it is in law school. You stand up and they say, here's a situation. Analyze it for me. What's the answer? Go through the law. Compare the law here in Colorado. Compare the Colorado Supreme Court cases, the Colorado Court of Appeals cases. Oh, don't forget the statute. Don't forget the common law. Listen, we can help you in an injury case. We're having fun today with you. This is serious business. You've been injured. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. We have years of experience we can put to work for you. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. click on the green tell-a-law button. You can video conference with us. You can get an initial consultation. You can get a legal game plan, all from the comfort of your home. Bell and Pollock, since 1984, on your side, the injured victim. We're here for you. We'll be right back.